Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Newbridge Silverware started making cutlery 90 years ago in County Kildare. Now it makes jewellery and lots of other gifts and is frequently given to newly married or engaged couples. But competition and lower prices from all over the world have been testing the company's resilience. I caught up Ronan Mackey from Newbridge Silverware and asked him about the background to the founding of the business in 1934.
So started 90 years ago, brought in old machinery from the British Army barracks on the Curragh, learned how to make cutlery out of them, done quite well for a couple of decades, employed up to 600 people at their peak. A little bit of a tough time maybe in the 80s when Ireland joined the EU, free market competition, that completely changed our business model. In the early 90s, we changed the name from Newbridge Cutlery to Newbridge Silverware after they learned that they could actually make jewellery out of the same material and make jewellery from cut-offs of cutlery. So the company changed in 1993 to Newbridge Silverware. A showroom opened in Newbridge, a restaurant was built, a museum was opened and has been extended. And then now we offer factory tours as well.
Would you describe it as an accessible brand?
Yeah, absolutely. It would be an accessible brand. We'd like to see ourselves as an affordable brand. There's something for everybody in the showroom, whether it be for regular use cutlery to a more high-end table settings. It's all available in the showroom.
And it's dipped in silver?
It's silver plated.
And you're also providing quite a few knives and forks and spoons to very well-known steelmaking countries. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, we would. We produce the cutlery for the likes of Sheffield in the UK. We would also produce cutlery for every Irish embassy around the world. It would have been used by the Queen when she visited Ireland.
And do you stamp them?
We do. Yeah, we stamp the Newbridge Silverware onto the cutlery.
Do you find demand is changing now as people change their eating habits and how they eat and where they eat?
Yeah, well, that would have changed over the last couple of decades. So it would have been very formal. Formal table settings, but of course people's habits have changed, so it's no longer such a formal meal at night time. It's now casual dining, and while people still need cutlery, still need their glassware, people like to have their candelabra on the table and decanters, but they're not used as frequently. So I suppose, yeah, the market is changing for cutlery and tableware.
And you do jewellery as well with some well-known ambassadors for the brand.
Yeah, Newbridge Silverware started into jewellery 30 years ago, I think it is this year. They realised that they could make jewellery from the offcuts of the cutlery. That took off quite well in the 90s for them. They got a couple of ambassadors on board, like Naomi Campbell and many others as well. And that just seen the company revive, I guess, into the 90s. And now jewellery will be a large part of our business.
Quite a few companies experienced supply chain issues at the end of the lockdowns. Did you guys have any problems with that? And what about nowadays when you see kind of political tensions in the Red Sea moving stuff all around the globe? Does that affect your business?
Yeah, of course, it does affect our business, all right. But I guess pre-planning, it would be a big part of Newbridge Silverware. It definitely, supply chain issues is always a problem. And of course, then that ends up increasing the cost of the product.
And so you've had to raise your prices because I'm guessing wholesale prices have gone up.
Well, I wouldn't say we've raised our prices now significantly. It's been well absorbed within the company. And then because everything is made on site, you know, they've been able to, I guess, maintain the bottom line as well and container costs. And that would have impacted the Newbridge Silverware.
Is container costs still an issue for you guys? Because the Houthi rebels' attacks on the Red Sea means a lot of containers need to go round the Cape of Good Hope instead of going through the Suez Canal.
Yeah, well, it definitely would. That would impact on the cost base and it would impact on the delivery timeline as well. But yeah, I guess pre-planning at Newbridge has kept the company going quite well through this.
And that's Ronan Mackey from Newbridge Silver.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.